The hidden truth. What is it, Dad? Mum, I'm frightened. You look so pale.
Please help. We need you to go and get medicine for us.
We are too ill to do it ourselves. We wouldn't ask otherwise.
I will go for you. But where do I get this medicine?
You'll have to go across the Black Death Desert.
I think I can do this.
Goodbye, Jet.
Where are you going?
He's going to prison.
What's prison?
It's a place where bad people get locked up.
Why?
I will miss you. Jack went to bed early, and after Lucy went to bed, he sneaked downstairs and legged it. When he was running, he tripped on a piece of rotten wood and ripped his jeans and shirt on a bramble. He finally reached a bed and breakfast, a free one that let stray kids in. When he got there, he booked in a bedroom and ran upstairs to jump on a comfy bed. In 3 seconds flat, he dozed asleep. The next morning, Jack awoke. He saw a blue lampshade, which was different.
Hello, Jack.
Who are you?
We're your new parents.
What?
Your parents have asked us to look after you while they are away.
When is my mum coming back?
I don't know, but we'll be looking after you until then. Where am I?
Jessica, you're in the desert.
What is that noise?
I'll grant you a wish. If you give me some never-ending flowers from Kitty Jay's grave, maybe a pet will come.
Who's Kitty Jay? And who are you?
Just do it! Otherwise I'll take you to the place where all the devils live.
All right. Which grave is it? How will I know?
It is an unmarked grave, just a mound of grass on a corner of a crossroads. Oh, and it's on Dartmoor.
All right, I'll do it. How do you know I want a pet? I have to do this.
After taking the medicine back to her parents, they started to recover. But eventually the illness came back and they died, leaving Jessica as an orphan. She was taken to England to an orphanage in Devon, and she was desperately unhappy, missing her parents and longing for the pet to comfort her. Remembering what the devil had said, she searched every crossroad she could find. She finally found a mound with no cross, just a mound on the crossroads. It was on Dartmoor.
I'm so blooming glad you helped me escape from that hellhole.
That's okay, love. I was missing you anyway.
So where's that boy of ours, sweetheart?
Dunno. Ran away last year, ain't seen him since. Bet them horrible social services got him adopted again.
Better go get him better, ain't we?
Hey, you. You seen a little boy around the age of 11?
Yes, indeed I have. Just moved in down 13 cobblestones.
Thanks, lovey.
Let's try here. It says 30 and we're along Cobblestones Road.
Yep, let's make a plan, Thirst, though.
If we use this red paint, they'll think it's blood writing on the wall.
Yeah, good idea. What do I write?
Beware the ghosts of your parents' return. Look at this, Mark. There's a dog ball.
So? Uh-oh. Look at this, Luce.
Where?
Up there.
Hey, it's Jack in the photo.
Exactly. This is the right place.
Quick, grab the dog and get the hell out of here.
And that's one, Luce. Let's go back tomorrow and get Jack.
Bye, Mum. Bye, Dad. See you in a bit.
Ah! Let's go.
Jack.
Jack.
Jack! Jack! Where are you, Jack?
Hello, Jack. Where are you?
Jack! Jack! Where are you? Jack! Jack! Where are you?
Jack! Jack! Where are you, Jack?
Jack! Jack! Please come out.
I'm sure Jack's here. This is where he always comes.
Let's play football. That'll be sure to tempt him out of the room, if he is here.
Yes, let's.
It'll be fun too.
What's the matter, Maddie? Are you cold?
No, I'm not cold, but it's just this house. It always seems so sinister and gloomy, and it seems even more today. I have felt spooked ever since we walked past Kitty Jay's grave this morning and the flowers were missing.
Yes, but let's play football.
Pass it to me. Pass it to me, Maddie. Good pass, and now I'm going for the golden shot.
Oh, no. You idiot, Mimi.
Oops, it wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was your fault.
Break it up, you two. Worried about Jack, not that stupid bull.
Yes, and I have an idea. We should split into two groups. One group goes looking for the bull, and the other looking for Jack on the moor.
We'll look for Jack.
Scaredy cats. We'll go get the bull.
Yes, we'll go get the bull.
Look at that light in the house.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Jack going missing.
We should split up and look around.
You sound like something of Scooby-Doo.
You do. But it's a good idea anyway. I reckon we should split up in two groups again. One looking around the garden and one looking around the house.
Okay, but who's going to go on their own?
I will, as long as I get to look around the house.
It's a deal.
See you later.
Bye. Whoa, this is creepy. I should have gone with the others.
It's getting quite dark, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wonder.
What was that? Who's that person over there?
It could be Jack. Come on.
It's not Jack, it's a girl.
We should find out what she's doing here. Come on.
I'm not too sure we should.
Don't be a wimp. Come on. Hello, who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Jessica, and I live here.
I don't think anyone lived here. Mum said so.
So is that why you thought it would be okay to trespass?
We're not trespassing, we're investigating. And it's true nobody lives here, so why are you here?
Okay, I'll tell you. I used to live in India with my parents. When I was 9, they died of malaria and I moved here with lots of other orphans. But I hated the orphanage, so I ran away. That was 4 years ago. I'm 13 now.
Oh, sorry, we didn't know.
Okay, we'll tell you why we're here now. A few days ago, our friend Jack went missing. A group of us came down looking for him here. We split up. Three of us stayed to look in here. We're looking in the garden and our other friend is looking in the house.
The house?
Yes, Sophia's looking around the house.
Get her out of there. It's not safe.
Why?
The other three children walked across the moor, away from the deserted house.
Hey guys, this section of the moor is really big. Let's split up and look for Jack and meet here in an hour's time.
But it's really spooky. I want to go home.
Hey Mimi, stop whinging. We need to look for Jack.
The three girls split up in different directions and explored one section of the moor. An hour later, Maddie and Jasmine came back to meet.
Hey Jasmine, where's Mimi? She should be here by now.
Which way did she go? Maybe,
I know, she went that way. She went east.
So Maddie and Jasmine set off east and the storm got worse and worse as they walked onwards.
There you are, Mimi. Where have you been?
What is that?
What's the matter, Mimi? Why are you crying?
Guys, we better get out of here.
Maybe you're not right, Mimi.
What are you muttering about, you two?
I'm going to see what it is over there.
No!
There's a tiger there.
Come, I don't believe you. Just a pair of wimps.
Please, Maddie, please, for the sake of Jack.
Maddie walked towards the tiger, and as soon as the tiger saw Maddie, it stamped away from her towards an old crooked shed.
Hey, you two, come. There's something I want you to see.
Why, what is it?
No!
Did you hear that? It was Jack. Hey, Jack! Where are you?
Help, I'm in a shed. There's someone here, so just be careful.
I wonder who it is. Maybe there's a princess looking after him. Ah, so romantic.
Oh, Mimi, everything's romantic in your world. Looks like it isn't so romantic now, Mimi.
What you three say then,
I told you to. It's like I was saying, what can we do?
I know. Let's walkie-talkie Connor, Sophia and Roby. We need all the help we can get.
Sophia came stumbling out of the house.
What's the matter, Soph?
You'll never believe this, but while I was in the house, a massive tiger appeared and was about to pounce on me, and someone screamed, so the tiger ran off.
Really?
Anyway, where did the scream come from?
Somewhere on the moor. I'm not sure where, because there was a tiger right in front of me.
Hey, Ruby speaking, and you are?
It's Maddie. We need your help. We found Jack.
That's brilliant. But why do you need our help if you found Jack?
He's locked in the shed, and we think we're at someone's garden camp.
Where are you?
Can you come to the crooked shed, which you will see if you face east and look straight ahead?
Hello? Hello?
What's wrong?
The walkie-talkie's cut, so we need to go now. It's important.
Okay, let's go then.
Come on, quick.
The four children raced across the moor, following Maddie's directions.
Not this way, she said east.
They turned back and ran in the opposite direction. They could just see a shed in the distance, and also thought they saw a tiger jump up and vanish into thin air.
Hey, Luce, what's that coming towards us?
Ah! Mark and Lucy fled across the moor.
What was that? I've no idea, but whatever it was, we need to get off this moor.
Hello, hello, hello. What have we got here then?
Meanwhile, back at the shed, the other team arrives.
Thank goodness you are here.
What's going on?
Well, it's a long story, but these two people kidnapped Jack and have locked him in the shed.
Where are they now?
They just ran off, so all we have to do is get him out.
Who is that and why is she crying?
That's another long story. But Jessica, why are you crying?
That doesn't matter right now. I thought we needed to help your friend.
Jack, we're coming in to get you.
With that, the children broke into the shed and managed to free Jack. Mark and Lucy were taken to jail and weren't allowed to see Jack again. Jessica and Jack got on so well due to their similar situations of having no parents that Jack's adopted parents offered to also adopt Jessica too. Jack and Jessica grew up as brother and sister from then on and lived happily. The other children never did find out why Jessica was crying that day. She never told them that it was her phantom tiger, and it had disappeared because that very day she had broken her promise of taking the flowers from Kitty J's grave to the devil every day. All because she put Jack first. That was Jessica's secret. In Hidden Truth, the parts were as followed. The narrator, Jordan Rolfe.
Mr. B, Sam and Sophia, Georgina Close.
Mrs. B, Ashley and the old lady, Verity Hanson.
Jessica, Holly Harbron.
Mark, Vicky Penmore.
Lucy, Anna Penrose.
Jack, Rebecca Eustace.
Devil, Guard, Heather Matthews.
Maddie, Bonnie Voden.
Jasmine, Zoe Short.
Mimi, Becky Dennis.
Ruby, Sophie Adams.
Connor, William Lanton.